Welcome to In Our Time. This is the King's Broadcasting Channel, and we have some very special guests with us in the studio. On my right is a high command from the German Air Force, and on my left is a Royal Air Force pilot. What are your names and how are you today?
Very well, thank you. My name is Jack Smith.
My name is Frederick Schmidt, and I'm also fine. Thank you very much.
Today, we are here to remember one of the biggest air battles in history, the Battle of Britain. The Battle of Britain was a battle between the Luftwaffe, the Germans, and the Royal Air Force, the English, which took place over the English Channel, located between France and England. They started with an air battle because a naval battle would have been too slow and expensive to run. Isn't that right, Frederick?
Yes, I remember when the head of the Luftwaffe, Hermann Göring, instructed us to annihilate the RAF so that they couldn't muster any powerful attack worth mentioning. The battle began mid-July when the Battle of France was over and Hitler turned his attention to England.
How do you remember the start of the war, Jack?
Well, I was aware of the tensions between England and Germany, but I never would have expected that it would have to be resolved by a war. And the next thing I know, I was in the military boot camp for aviators. I went for a three-month training and then I was put into a patrol squadron. I thought everything would be fine until my wingman spotted a fleet of German bombers. Then everything started going wrong. We alerted the base and were ordered to come back. It was the first time a German plane had been detected on British airspace.
What types of planes did you use?
During the Second World War, we often used fighter aircrafts because they were light, cheap, and effective. Our army also used other planes such as strike fighters, naval fighters, bombers, torpedo bombers, dive bomber, and flying fortresses.
I used to pilot a naval fighter such as the Hurricane Mark VI. It was an extraordinary aircraft which was agile, fast, and had very good armament. Two huge cannons that would deal massive damage to opposing aircraft that dared to cross its path. Our fleet also had bombers and flying fortresses, like the Lancasters or the Wellingtons, but they were on the other hand heavy, slow, expensive, wobbly, and generally uncomfortable. Basically, they were sitting ducks waiting to get destroyed by enemy fighters.
How did the battle evolve, and which were the advantages you had?
The warfare went from July to October 1940. At the beginning, we were ordered to target ships in the English Channel and coastal towns and defenses. Then, our planes started attacking industrial sites and big harbors such as Southampton's and Portsmouth. However, our commander, Göring, grew frustrated by the large number of British planes that were still fighting off our attacks.
The advantages that we had over the Luftwaffe was that our planes were especially designed for this battle, which meant they were agile and fast whilst in the air. Unlike the Germans that had planes built to perform at its best in all situations, for example over the skies of Russia or France, they had fast planes but their turn time was extremely slow, preventing them from getting on our tails in a dogfight, a fight between planes.
What were the tactics that the RAF used to win the war?
There were two main strategies that we used, speed and the element of surprise. We would reach extremely high altitudes and drop down, converting altitude into speed. Therefore, when we dropped, we would be sure that the enemy aircraft would not outrun us. Then, we would use the element of surprise, which consists in using the sun to blind the enemy, so that we could approach the fleet safely without being spotted and shot when we aimed for the Germans.
The Battle of Britain may sound familiar, and that is for the well-known Battle of Britain Day. It happened on the 15th of September, and it was essential to strengthen the British people's morale. It is also thanks to that that we won the Battle of Britain and it helped considerably to win the war. How did Hitler react to this failure?
After this defeat, it was clear that we had failed to gain air superiority over British territory. So, on the 17th of September, Hitler decided to postpone his plans to invade Britain and turned his attention to the Soviet Union. Nonetheless, he continued to bomb Britain until the end of the war.
In conclusion, the Battle of Britain was a key element for England to win World War II. Despite our victory, many of our cities were bombed and we calculated around 90,000 civilians were wounded. Thank you very much to both of you and have a pleasant evening. This was our In Our Time from the KBC.